You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester. We are back in the studio with newly elected County Supervisor Deanna Alexander. Thank you for being on the program tonight, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so you were elected to represent the 18th District, and that's the far northwest side of Milwaukee. It's the far northwestern corner of the county. And I'm just curious to learn a little bit more about you for our listening audience, and this is more of a countywide audience. Just share for us a little bit about your background and why you decided to run for the county board.
Sure. I have a bachelor's degree in business management and accounting from UW-Parkside. I'm working on a master's degree in public administration. And last year, I was working for Milwaukee County as an employee in the behavioral health division. And I was also, of course, going to school, working on the master's degree, so doing a lot of study. And at the same time, trying to get more involved in my community. So I had attended a neighborhood meeting for my local neighborhood association, and they had made announcements that there were certain aldermanic positions opening up, certain county board positions opening up that they were looking for people to run for. And before my left hand could cross my body to stop my right arm, it shot into the air and I started asking questions. Couldn't sleep the next night and started doing my research. And I was familiar with the county board by, you know, being an employee, watching the news, that sort of thing. And I've seen things happen on the county board that I shook my head at and said, oh, no, not again. So I decided to do my research, threw my hat in the ring, and here I am.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, and we're pleased to have you on the board. And the skills that you bring to the table, I know will be valuable over the 4 years of this term. So I'm going to ask you some questions that I also posed to Supervisor Cullen in the previous segment. I just want to start off with the job of a county supervisor. So you're still getting your feet wet on the board. We've been through a committee process and a county board meeting in addition to the organizational meeting where the chairperson was elected. Is the job what you had expected? Are there some things that are the same or different than what you thought they would be?
Well, when I was doing my research and making the decision on whether or not to run, a lot of people were telling me that it was a part-time job. And they asked if I would be willing to make it a part-time job. So I guess the first thing that I would note is that for me, it has absolutely been a full-time job. And I've been working hard and very dedicated to, you know, fulfilling the duties of the position. So coming in, I was asked a week after being elected and taking office by people who told me it would be part-time, so what are you going to do for a full-time job now? And I'm kind of shaking my head at them because at least for this first month and a half or so, it has definitely been full-time. I had never been part of a board before that had official meetings and an official process and was so much part of the public forum. So getting used to that and learning the rules of the board and how things work has been something to adapt to. And then, you know, going from campaign mode, where especially in this environment, everything has been partisan and divided and divisive, to being on a board where we need to work together in unity has been a change that I've had to adapt to.
And how's it going so far? There is a learning curve, as you had mentioned, with just getting to understand the legislative process, getting your office situated, you have a legislative assistant that you've brought on board. There's a lot of things that happen in a very short period of time to hit the ground running as a supervisor. Has it gone well so far? Are you pleased with things?
I've been triaging well. I'm enjoying the position. A lot of people, you know, first thing they ask me if they knew me before I was running is, oh, how's the new job? And I think my answer for the most part has been, it's been the best job I've ever had that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. And, you know, I say that because I enjoy what I do. You know, I'm learning so much more about the legislative process and how our government works than I even knew as a graduate student studying the topic. And I really enjoy being able to help people solve their problems, you know, with the tools made available in this position in government. But at the same time, it's a lot of responsibility. And, you know, sometimes if someone, a constituent, calls me with a question or a problem that I may not be able to solve, I need to at least know who can solve their problem in order to provide good customer service.
Okay. Well, I think so far so good based on what I've seen with your office. So the next thing I wanted to ask you about was, what are some of the issues and goals that you want to address, tackle, accomplish as a county supervisor? What are your priorities for this term?
Well, number one is to work in cohesion with the rest of the board and the board chairwoman to restore some faith to our government. Now, I know it's a longstanding joke that, you know, any government isn't going to have full support and full faith and that sort of thing. But, you know, if you watch the media and the newspapers and the radio programs in general, I felt before I started the campaign that the Milwaukee County Board comes up in the news and negatively very, very often in comparison to some of the other levels of government. And that frustrated me because I said either somebody's doing something wrong or there's more to the story, and that's part of why I'm here. So when I've talked with constituents, their biggest concerns are they want responsiveness. You know, even if I can't solve their problem, they want a phone call or a letter or an email back to so that I can acknowledge that they did reach out to me and help them find the solution to a problem. You know, they want honesty in government and clarity and transparency. And I think the county board is on its way there, but there's still more room for improvement. And that's part of the reason that I'm here. So that's number one. Number two is there's been a lot of complaints at all levels of government of financial irresponsibility. And especially as I've been assigned to the Finance, Audit, and Personnel Committee, I think that I can help in those areas of just making sure that things are transparent, that we are being fiscally responsible. And then other items of concern are prioritizing public safety and taking care of our transit system. I think it's something we've invested in historically over a long period of time. And, now that we have the investment, I think that we should take care of it.
Okay, well, those all sound like good priorities. So, and you have some time to work on them. That's what's nice about having a 4-year term. Let's talk about County Executive Chris Abley. Now, you co-hosted a listening session in your district on the northwest side last month. Sheriff David Clark showed up. There was some drama there, and I'm guessing that event turned out differently than some people had expected it would. But certainly your listening session drew a lot of interest and got more coverage perhaps than it may otherwise would have. What's your take of what happened at that meeting?
Well, as a new supervisor, I was surely not planning to show up to a public listening session where my intention was to hear constituent concerns the evening before a board meeting where I would be placing my first official votes in full board session on their behalf and to find 3 or 4 TV crews there. So that was exciting, and I thought, wow, County Executive Chris Abley really draws a crowd. But on going into the listening session and getting things set up, I realized that one of my constituents, Sheriff David Clark, had come to the listening session, and he was absolutely welcome to attend. And I think that what happened was the listening session turned into a forum for not only me and the county executive to listen to constituent concerns and hear their thoughts on items coming before the board and things that are currently going on in our local government. But it also became a forum that the sheriff chose to utilize to express concerns to the public that they might not have otherwise been aware of between himself and County Executive Chris Abley. And I think that the meeting went over okay. I think that we all got to say and hear what needed to be said and heard. And I'm looking forward to working with both the county executive and the sheriff going forward.
Yeah, like you said, the sheriff is your constituent, so that's completely appropriate for him to show up at a district listening session. Have you received any other contacts or phone calls from the sheriff as a constituent?
From the sheriff directly, no, I have not. I did receive follow-up emails from some of the constituents that came to that listening session to let me know that they supported the sheriff, and they had a lot of compassion for the idea that as a public official, he felt he needed to use a public forum in order to communicate with another department. They were very concerned about, you know, just the idea that it needed to be done from his point of view. But I think that the listening session went over okay. I think that I got the information that I needed from the constituents. And there was a point during the listening session where, you know, as almost a mediator, I did intervene and let Sheriff Clark know when, you know, handing him the microphone to speak to everyone, that I needed him to limit his time of speaking. And he commented back that he thought it was a listening session, you know, kind of a jab. But I took that in stride because when he was done speaking and I had the microphone back, I did let him and everyone there know that I have a lot of respect for him as our sheriff and a lot of respect for him as my constituent. And that my primary concern was just to make sure that everybody got a chance to speak. The point was to have a listening session, and that I didn't want to have, you know, a political debate, especially not any kind of a partisan political debate, presiding over hearing constituent concerns. But everything went over fine in the end, and I'm glad that he came.
Yeah, and I think you deserve credit for holding a listening session before your first regular county board meeting. And I'm assuming that you will have additional listening sessions later that you'll be announcing at some point too.
I will. I'm working right now on setting up a physical paper newsletter to go out before the end of summer, before budgeting season officially starts for the fall. I'm also working on a e-newsletter that I could email out monthly to people who care to stay up to date with the latest on a regular basis. And in those newsletters, I will be announcing upcoming listening sessions.
Excellent. Well, we're just about out of time here. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Just thanks for having me, and I encourage anyone who's listening to reach out to me and get in touch if you have a question, comment, or concern. I'm here to serve.
Okay. That's Supervisor Deanna Alexander. Thank you for being on the program tonight.
Thank you.
After the break, we'll be back with Supervisor Broderick and Parks Director Sue Black. We'll have some summer fun when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.